What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got two fancy guys with me this half hour. Of course, there's Fancy Brian, my producer, and also Fancy Chef Adam Pavlak. Welcome back. It is time for Yes, Chef, because it's Tuesday at 2:30. How you doing, Adam?
Yes, Chef. I'm doing good. How are you doing? Yes, Chef.
Yeah, I'm pumped. We got a debate coming up. I'm going to be eating with friends while watching politics tonight. Other than eating and drinking with friends while watching baseball, that's kind of like the trifecta for me.
That's the next thing.
Right, next best thing. So I wanted to start out with a little personal question for you, because this one I have never really changed the answer to. What are the, like, one or two foods, and it doesn't have to be like a hamburger, it could be like a food ingredient, that if someone told you you could never eat or use again, you would just be devastated?
Oh, man. Devastated?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to stop eating and cooking.
Okay. Can it be a recipe or just a certain kind of food?
So I'll
or not a recipe. Sorry. An ingredient.
Yes.
If it's an ingredient, and not because of pasta, because people say, oh, it's pasta, but I would say eggs and flour would be two horrible ingredients to lose because they're so versatile and we use them in so many things that would bring me a very...
to your knees.
That'd bring
as
me
a
down.
Chef. Yeah.
Yes.
And it fits because Chef Adam Pavlak, his restaurant is called Egg and Flour. You can find it in the View of the Bay in the Milwaukee area. Okay, so here's my two. There's actually three. And
right.
I'm totally down with the egg and flour, but my two, maybe three are... I absolutely love tomatoes. My mom had a garden growing up. I used to eat them off the vine like apples with a little salt on it. It was like nature's Gatorade, right? Good to go. Right. Go back outside.
I like that one.
Love tomatoes. I put onions on everything basically other than like cereal and pancakes. Like onions go on everything. What are you eating? Put onions on it. You making scrambled eggs? Put some onions in it. Scrambled eggs? Cut up chives on it. I don't know. It's garnish. It's ingredient. I love onions, onions, onions. I once went out on a date with a guy, and he said, I don't like onions. And I was like, well, waiter, check, please. We got to go. and my third one.
That is hardcore.
He also told me he had never eaten pineapple. And he grew up in Winnetka, Illinois. So I was like, what, you weirdo. He also told me that the only vegetables he eats would be in the pizza sauce on a pizza. I could go on. He was very strange, hence the end of the date.
Sure.
The third
thing. We're not going to name that man.
No. He was an accountant. That should have tipped me off. the third ingredient, and this is another thing that I've loved since I was a kid, and I love them in desserts, so this is for the sort of sweet angle, are oranges. The whole orange family. I just love oranges. So those are my three things. I thought I'd kick it off. I like egg and flour. They are staples. Can't do much without eggs and flour.
Yeah. And I mean, I like yours, that yours are like things that you love, you know, so I could say like cheese, or I could say like, if all the cows just tipped over one day in the world, that would be a very sad
bad
thing as well.
Not good.
Beef. Yeah.
But today I wanted to highlight and frankly, maybe get some dish from you, Chef. You also, in addition to having your own joint, you do some private chefing. And first of all, so if people don't know what a private chef is, or like I call it gun for hire, chef for hire. What is a private chef? Or like, is it event based? Do you work with one person all the time? Is it meal? But like, what's your variety? Because it can encompass a whole gamut of things, right? It could be somebody that needs meal prepping for specific dietary things. Yep, they could hire a private chef to do that. It could be some rich person that just wants somebody to make them cereal. Yep, they could do that. Or it could be, it's my 50th anniversary. I want it to be really special, and I'd want someone to cook a really special meal for me and my friends.
Yeah, so you pretty much like hit everything that I was going to touch on, where it's like, private chefing is, you know, a spectrum of all those things that you brought up. Everything from, you know, being a chef for a family where you work Monday through Friday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you don't see them on the weekend. You let them fend for themselves. Whatever, you do that. Some private chefs are, you know, for a specific reason, like you said, is meal prepping or getting the person, whether it's a singular person or a family or a couple, ahead of the game, you know, maybe for their meals ahead of the week where they're busy or they need something specific or they're tracking macros or calories and stuff like that, where it's like, hey, I can do that for you, no problem. And then I feel like in the realm of where I am is more experience-based and custom, you know, where I usually don't say no to anything and I want to make that person's experience or their idea that they have, you know, come to life. And that's part of being a really good private chef and not just saying, here's a set menu. And I mean, there's chefs out there, which is totally fine, where you go on their website, you pick a menu or you pick a package, and then they come to your house and they execute that. But the thing that sets me apart, and which I think is part of the, you know, part of the draw for what I do, is that I am all over the place, whether it is private classes where you just want to learn how to cook. So we still call that private chefing, you know, and private events. If you want someone to come and do a family style thing for a large group of friends, or heavy appetizers all night, and my heavy appetizers, like I bring a team of chefs with me and we pretty much do full composed plates, just in a smaller version. So there's chefs like that, or there's experiences like that that I do. Or, you know, we get into the 10 to 14 person sit down, 6 to 7 courses, maybe wine pairings or beverage pairings, multiple desserts, small bites in between, full on restaurant experience in your home. And then honestly, anything that you can fit in the nicks and crannies of that or far in between of what we just talked about, that's what I do. So I just like to put on experiences. I like to do things that people haven't seen before, kind of push the limits. And I always say, I will figure it out.
Yes. Yes, chef. I will figure it out. I love that. I mean, I'm all down for, like, let me get a whole bunch of my friends together. I don't know, chef, see what looks good when you go to the farmer's market. Make us 6 courses of whatever floats your boat and see what happens. That, to me, is the most fun.
And you'd be surprised at how many people are like that, which is great. And the people that I deal with specifically, I feel like, have some sort of a base idea.
Sure.
And then they let me either run with it, or they say, hey, these are a couple of things that we can't have, whether it's allergy or we just don't like it. And that's what I always ask. And then give me a list of things that you really do love. And then let me kind of go from there. And it's not like I hide the menu until the night of or whatever.
I'll
send it over to them and I'll say, hey, how does this look? Do we want to make adjustments? Do we want to do things like that? And most of the time, you know, people are happy with what I come up with and kind of give them a reason for things. I think food is the perfect way as like a storyteller's book, as to that's very, very interactive, we'll say. So an interactive book is how I put on my dinners and my experiences and showing people what I've learned over the years and the food that I like to cook. And, you know, you're only going to get the best food if the chef really enjoys cooking what you have on the menu as well. So that's important.
So that's kind of where I wanted to go, which is I was not the host and these were not close friends, but I was at a dinner recently and I had one of these like massive cringe moments where a person, in my opinion, was being difficult for the sake of being difficult to try to act or demonstrate or make people think that they were incredibly discerning. You know who I'm describing, right? It's like, oh, I'll complain about all these different things. And all you end up doing is looking like you're showing your backside, right? Like the faux sort of litany of complaints, the difficult, near impossible to please clients. Have you run across these people? Because what a freaking nightmare. And I've never understood it in the food and or dining experience, because as you just said, Chef Adam, chefs cook better when they're enjoying and it's a positive relationship and you're not a pain in the butt. Like, you think the food's actually going to get better if you tick the chef off? Like, don't do that.
Yeah, like for me, I would say since I've been doing this for a long time now, I feel like I'm pretty seasoned in my, you know, orientations, we'll call it, or what's the word for it when you talk to them prior to the event and kind of break it down. And I think I cover enough things where, like, there's not a lot of surprises. There's not a lot of things that go wrong. If I start building a menu and someone gives me all those things in advance where it's like, all right, 1 of 12 guests is gluten-free. 1 of 12 doesn't eat red meat. 1 is only vegetarian. That is totally fine. I mean, it's my job to make those people happy, and I'm not going to lose out on a whole experience just because I don't want to cook one person something, you know, like. I'll honestly take it as like a challenge too, yeah. where it's like, hey, they're almost more important than everyone else because I want to make sure that what I'm making for them doesn't seem like an afterthought as well. So I like to put in just the amount of time on those special, you know, dietary allergies, preferences, than the menu that I came up with originally, because it's just important that they're having a good time and they feel like it's worth it and they're not left out. And that's important. But I have, you know, had to make some different decisions and game time decisions. If someone's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, like, I can't have any garlic. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see what we can do. You know, and I think that that's part of the fun. Do I want to do it every single event and experience that I book? Probably not. This right. isn't a cry for, hey, let's challenge Adam as much as possible and see what he comes up with. But
so
that would be a fun thing.
Yeah. So on this point, do you watch any of the, like, the Bravo Network reality series? And I'm specifically talking about Below Deck, because every time I have ever watched one of those shows, the people that I feel the most like, oh my gosh, is the chefs and the litany of demands and get the chef up out of bed to make me a pizza at 4 o'clock in the morning. Have you ever seen this show? It looks like a nightmare for chefs.
Yes, I have seen the show, and I feel like that's like, you know, obviously, I'm sure they deal with a lot, and those people are definitely skilled in what they do, and that's their thing. It's kind of like being like chefs on like cruise ships and stuff,
yes.
where it's like so demanding, long hours, stuff like that. And you got to remember that it is a TV show, so who knows on how many times that chef's probably just sitting there waiting to get the call to make that right. pizza or whatever it is, you know. I mean, who knows? But I have seen the show. I think it's really awesome. I think it would be fun to do you know, a month maybe out on the water or something, or there's a family that owns a large boat that has kitchen accessibility and stuff, and they want to put on some events. But I think it's pretty funny. You know, some people have really, really high standards, or they think that anything is possible. And, you know, I think it's okay as a chef to say, I will do my best, or like, let me see what I'm capable. But I hope people would understand that, like, some things just aren't possible to pull off. Yeah. If it's short notice, you know.
Yeah. Well,
if we're planning something a few months out, sure, let's make it happen. I'll make sure that everything is how you want it. But if we're talking about like 20 minutes in, or hey, on the next course, can you leave this
right,
out? It's
right.
like, oh, it's kind of a bummer.
Well, and the provisioning, just the whole element of the planning that has to go into it, and the thing that puts chefs on blast basically is like those last minute changes that you were talking about. I liken it, this is my own like layperson take on this. I do a bit of camping, Adam, and my favorite thing about camping is making really, really good food when camping. It's like victory over the elements. Like, I have imposed my human will. We are eating perfectly cooked food and a beautiful
That's
salad,
awesome.
Right? And it's like chefs that can pull that off in a floating seaworthy vessel in large waves are always like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's super important to if someone's camping or what, I haven't gone in a while, but if anyone's out there and wants to hire a chef for their camping trip, I'd be more than down to come and join you and just do everything open, you know, in the open flame above the fire. I think that would be a fun challenge as
oh,
well.
Oh, Adam, you're giving me notions of glamping plans. Plus, I have like...
You're going to be one of those customers like, I need lobster Benedict now.
No, I will not ask you to make any sort of sauces that can break out in the wild. That is just downright... Down, no Bernays. We're not, no, none of that. It's not happening. That's just too gosh darn.
We call that a challenge.
That is a damn challenge. It is Yes Chef, because it is Tuesday at 2:30. I'm joined by Chef Adam Pavlak. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Keep it locked.